22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That's a promise from God. That if you and I train up a child in the way he shall go, when he's old, he will not depart from it. And yet, in 2002, a report released by a major U.S. denomination on family life, they claimed, quote, 88% of children raised in evangelical homes leave church at the age of 18, never to return. 88% of children raised in evangelical homes in the United States leave church at the age of 18, never to return.
Up a great, well-known at least, I don't agree with his form of apologetics, but he stood up, a big apologist, and he stood up and goes, we've got to do something. We've got to do something because 75% of the Christian youth in America do not believe that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is important. And I said, sir, if they don't believe the resurrection's important, they're not Christian.
Love of Jesus, love of Jesus, down in my heart.
Where?
Heart. 88% of children raised in evangelical homes in the United States leave church at the age of 18, never to return.
75% of the Christian youth in America do not believe that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is important.
There are massive counterfeit conversions in the church. Massive counterfeit conversions, bringing into the church a counterfeit kind of spirituality. The gospel has been so watered down, you can go to, there are demons that be comfortable in many churches.
It's very easy to get a decision for Christ from children. And many children Bible teachers actually do that. They don't realize the damage they're doing. So you can get me 100 kids in the room, and I can guarantee to get you 95 decisions out of those 100 kids. All you do is say this. Anybody know how you get to heaven? Tommy. That's right, you give your heart to Jesus. Okay? Any of you kids want to go to heaven? All of you. Who wants to give their heart to Jesus today? Oh, all of you. Except the kid that's not listening. Seriously, it's so easy to get decisions from children. And what it does is it reveals the shallow nature of our theology.
The gospel has been so watered down, you can go to, there are demons that be comfortable in many churches.
But Jesus said, depart from me, those of you who live, you called me Lord, but you live as though I had never given a law. In American Christianity today, pass through the gate, praise God, live like the rest of the world, and it's okay, you're just carnal, maybe one day you'll come back. Do you know what happens because of our bad evangelism? We have gazillions of children saved in Vacation Bible School. When they hit 15 years old, they enter into the world and live like demons, a great majority of them.
Tears among the wheat, foolish virgins with the wise, bad fish with the good, goats with the sheep, true and false conversion alongside one another until the day of judgment, when God sorts out the genuine from the false. These are people that will expect heaven. They'll cry out to Jesus, Lord, Lord, and he'll say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you.
There are massive counterfeit conversions in the church.
These people expect heaven, but they'll end up in hell. What an absolute horrific tragedy. Something I'm sure you don't want to happen to any human being, let alone your beloved children. And children are very vulnerable when it comes to false conversion.
75% of the Christian youth in America do not believe that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is important.
Massive counterfeit conversions in the church.
When you lead a child in a sinner's prayer, when he's 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, And then he hits the teenage years, and the sexual desires begin to arise, and suddenly girls or guys look more exciting than boring Sunday school. Then they fall away, and the latter end becomes worse than the first. They say, I've tried it, and it didn't work.
Massive counterfeit conversion.
Pass through the gate. Praise God. Live like the rest of the world, and it's okay. You're just carnal. Maybe one day you'll come back.
The Bible says they're going to be cast out as unprofitable servants. They're going to go to hell, thinking they're believers. They're going to be damned by a deception.
88%. What an absolute, horrific tragedy.